Well, today is November 7th, and even though there's no Saints Day right now in the church for November 7th, one day, God willing, it will be the feast day of Servant of God Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. He died on November 7th, 1980, so he died 36 years ago today, and he is now back in 1996, the church opened his cause for canonization, so he's now a servant of God. Hopefully he'll become venerable and then beatified and canonized, and November 7th will be his feast day. I want to share a little bit about his life and his spirituality. An amazing man, in my opinion, the greatest lay apostle of the 20th century. He was born in Dublin, Ireland on June 7th, 1889. He founded the Legion of Mary on September 7th, 1921, and died on November 7th, 1980. As a young man, he was born into a devout Catholic family, one of seven children. His father worked in the civil service. At the age of 18, he also joined the civil service and worked in the government for a number of years. As a young man, he joined the St. Vincent de Paul Society when he was 24 years old, and this began to really deepen his spirituality. The St. Vincent de Paul Society is such a wonderful organization of spirituality and service to the poor and to the needy. And so this began to make him very apostolic of reaching out to the poor. But he also realized that there was spiritual poverty, not only physical poverty, people hungry and people in need of food, clothing, and shelter, but also people in need of spiritual help. Many fallen away Catholics, many people that needed to come back to God. And so after he read de Montfort's True Devotion in 1917, which changed his life, he discovered Louis de Montfort's book, The True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He made the consecration to Jesus through Mary, and he began to be used by the Lord and the Blessed Mother to bring together a group of people, which would become known as the Legion of Mary, founded on the eve of the Blessed Mother's birthday in Dublin in 1921. And together with the priests and women and others, he founded this beautiful organization that now exists in almost every country of the world. 3 million active members and over perhaps 15 million praying members throughout the world. Frank Duff's spirituality was always centered on Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. He made daily Mass the very center of his life. He went to daily Mass and Holy Communion from the time he was a young man until he died in the year 1980. He would never miss daily Mass and daily Holy Communion. He also, of course, prayed the Holy Rosary every day and made a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament every day as well. He also prayed the Divine Office, the Liturgy of the Hours, in Latin every day from the time he was a young man until his death. He read every book that he could find on the life of Christ and any books on the Blessed Mother in English, Latin, or French. He would make the pilgrimage every year to climb the holy mountain in Ireland called Crowpatrick. He also went to Loch Derg, which was the penitential island where people would go for 3 days and spend it in prayer and fasting. He did that every year for, I believe, almost 50 years in a row. During his life, he would write articles for the Legion of Mary magazine, which have been put together in books. So he's written about 7 books. His most famous book, of course, is the Legion of Mary Handbook, which is a true spiritual classic. Even as a young man, he wrote a booklet called Can We Be Saints? He was only 27 years old when he wrote a booklet called Can We Be Saints? A brilliant booklet that really outlines how men and women, lay people, can become holy and become saints. His main writings are all about growing in holiness and evangelizing. And really, that's what the Legion of Mary is all about, how to become a saint and how to help save souls. So holiness and evangelization. And he has beautiful writings about de Montfort's True Devotion, Mary's relationship to the mystical body of Christ, Mary's relationship to the Holy Spirit. So I do pray one day not only will he become canonized, but hopefully one day become a doctor of the church. My mom and dad were personal friends of Frank Duff. They spent their honeymoon in Ireland for a number of weeks every day, spending many hours each day with Frank Duff, having breakfast with him each day, and talking with him and becoming very good friends with him. So when I was born, they named me after Frank Duff, so that's why my first name is Francis. And Frank Duff, he had a wonderful sense of humor. People once asked him why he never got married. And Frank Duff said, "Why should I make one woman miserable when I can keep a half a dozen waiting in hopeful expectation?" So he had a wonderful Irish sense of humor. He died at the age of 91. And he died on a first Friday after attending Mass. And he died gazing upon an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So I do encourage you to get to know Frank Duff and his spirituality, his amazing writings, especially the booklet, Can We Be Saints?, the Legion of Mary handbook. Please consider becoming an active or praying member of the Legion of Mary and ask him for his intercession. And we're especially praying for Frank Duff's intercession for my dad's battle with cancer. My dad is 87 and has stage 4 cancer, so we are asking Frank Duff's intercession for my dad. So I do appreciate that. So we pray today, servant of God, Frank Duff, pray for us.